Where you are from has everything to do with where you are going. And I'm not talking about your childhood when I say where you're from. I'm not talking about your ethnicity. Not talking about if you're Mexican. Not talking about if you're black. Not talking about if you're European. I am not talking about your origin. Because if you try to find out where you are from by using your ethnic heritage, you will get lost. You can never know who you are until you realize where you are from. Last week, we did an episode called Who Am I? Discovering your identity and then being able to recreate your identity, which is a part of our five-week series, going over Dr. Miles Monroe's five questions to explain the human existence. Those five questions are, who am I? Where am I from? Why am I here? What can I do? And where am I going? And you will see as these weeks go on, they will all tie into each other perfectly. You need to answer one of these questions to be able to answer another one of them. For example, you need to answer the question, who am I, to discover where you are from. You need to answer the question, where am I from, to discover who am I. So it works in that cycle. So I'm really excited for this. But again, when you realize where you are from, you'll have a good idea of where you are going. So let's talk about it. Where are we from? What is the source? What is your source of life, of creation? Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Leave Your Mark podcast. As always, I am your host, Miguel Mendoza, and this is the podcast created to help your legacy. Thank you for tuning in from wherever you're tuning in from, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, Patreon. Thank you so much. Again, we're available on all these platforms. You can watch and download for free. But if you want the early release on these episodes, then head over to Patreon. All links are in descriptions of wherever you're watching or hearing this from, or just look up the Leave Your Mark podcast on any of these platforms. Now let's cut right to the chase. The answer to where you are from, the answer to where I am from, is the Creator. Now, we don't have to agree on who the Creator is or what the Creator is. Okay, for context, I believe my Creator to be my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, I could be wrong. Okay, this is one thing I never really liked about religious people is when they say the statement, there's no way I'm wrong, because I could be wrong. Okay, so in no way, shape, or form am I trying to convert on this podcast. I'm trying to tell you about myself, where I get my source from, where I get a lot of my knowledge, my wisdom from. Now, you may believe the universe is the Creator. And you know what? You could be right. I've read so many incredible books, watched so many amazing videos about the power of the universe, a lot to which I believe, which do fall under the umbrella of God and the Bible. However, you could go without the Bible, you could go without Jesus, and still see incredible results in your life, still see amazing manifestations. Okay, maybe your God is Allah, maybe your God is whoever else or whatever else. Whatever works for you, hey, I'm not here to judge you. But understand that whoever you deem the Creator to be, that is your source. That's where you come from. And when you understand that, you'll understand how limitless you are. Now, the one, I guess, group of people that may not like this episode or may not like this podcast now, or you know, from here on out, is my atheist friends, my friends who believe in no God, my friends who believe that we come from nothing. And the only reason why I want to push back on that is because when you try to answer the question, where am I from, with nothing, that's pretty depressing. That's pretty limited. that's pretty chaotic. There's no intention. There's no purpose. There's no direction. You just kind of blow as the wind goes. And again, I'm not saying that you're wrong. I'm not here to debate you. I'm just saying the power of believing in the Creator. However, moving on from that, the source of who you come from is limitless. You just so happen to be born in a world full of people who don't know where they're from. Therefore, you live in a world filled with limitations. You live in a world of people who just accept life as it is. You live in a world that tries to be very realistic, and anybody that tries to be unrealistic or shoots for the stars, they're going to try to shoot them down. That's the world we live in. But your Creator has no limits. Your Creator has no beginning and has no end. And that's pretty remarkable to think about. Because all the things in your life that you were told matter, they all have a beginning and they all have an end. Every relationship has a beginning and it has an end. Every business has a beginning and it has an end. Every sports team, every job, every friendship has a beginning and it has an ending. But your main source is limitless in time. Therefore, your capabilities are limitless. Now, your time here on earth is limited, but your impact, how you can touch people's lives, the things that you can create, the opportunities that you can go after, does not have to be limited. It can be terrifying to go after your dream. You don't know what lies ahead. You don't know what kind of harm is out there. You don't know what kind of risk is out there. You don't know what kind of consequences could happen from taking the risk to going after your dream. It's a scary thing. But when you know where you come from, it drives out all fear because you're on the winning team. The book where I get my source from says, in this life you will have trouble, but take heart because I have overcome the world. But even then, it takes wisdom and courage to reach towards your goals because the thrill of flying always begins with the fear of falling. The thrill of success always begins with the fear of failing. The excitement of conquering always begins with the fear of being conquered. There's always going to be fear. And guess what else? There's always going to be adversity. There's always going to be hard times. There's always going to be setbacks. There's always going to be things in life that are going to get in your way. Try to distract you. Try to trip you up. It's like a race. It's not always about who the fastest is. It's about who can minimize the distractions. But it's hard. I will give you that. It is hard. But when you know where you come from, you will dominate the hard times because you've already been battle tested. You don't believe me? Okay, think about a phone. Think about a car. They all came from a creator. Let's call this a manufacturer, which is actually true. This is where these things are built. No product ever leaves a manufacturing plant until it has been tested and finished. This car can drive up to 150 miles per hour. How do you know that? It's already been tested. This car has cruise control. How do you know that? It's already been tested. This car has heated seats. How do you know that? It's already been tested. It has four-wheel drive. How do you know? It has been tested. Just like you. You can achieve your dreams. How do I know this? Because you have already been tested. You can get through the hard times. How do I know? Because you've already been tested. You can attain any knowledge. How do I know this? Because you've already been tested. You can bounce back from any loss. How do we know this? Because you've been tested. You did not begin when the Creator sent you into this world. You did not begin at birth. The Creator tested you and set you apart before that. Don't believe me? In the book where I get my source from, God is talking to Jeremiah. I mentioned this in last week's episode as well. And he told him, before I formed you in your mother's womb, I tested you. Before you were born, I set you apart. You were no different. You did not begin when you were born. You were already tested. You were already set apart. It's no coincidence that you're here. It's no coincidence. It's actually a miracle. I mention this stat a lot, but the odds of you being here is 1 in 400 trillion. That's a miracle. It could be a different soul. It could be a different person. It could be a different body. But it was you, and it was not you on accident. You were tested already, and you were set apart for greatness. When you are pursuing something great, the negative laws of the earth or the universe, whatever you want to call it, will try to destroy you. It will try to destroy your dreams. It will try to destroy your hopes, but you've already been tested. When God sent you out of the manufacturing plant, you were already finished. You were already completed. You were tested. Can this person withstand hard times? Check. Can this person withstand loneliness? Check. Can this person withstand the hard times that are going to come? Check. All right, let's send them off. You've already been tested. Why do we feel like we're not capable? Maybe you know your creator, you know where you come from, but you still don't feel ready. You still don't feel tested. You still don't feel worthy. Perhaps other people in your ear are holding you back from seeing the grand scheme of life. You'd be surprised by how many people have given up on their dreams, have given up on their vision because of other people's opinions, because of other people's lack of belief in them, because of other people's efforts to tear them down. But let me tell you right now, don't expect people to know where you're from, especially people who still haven't discovered their source. Most people are lost and they think they can find themselves by being better than other people and putting them down. You being beneath them gives them some sort of identity, some sort of source, but they're more lost than you can ever imagine. Based off of everything I have said, you must know that you are chosen. There's no accident. There's no coincidence. You were chosen, but no one will know it. People treated me small all my life. I've been in so many rooms where I was treated as if I did not matter, as if my existence did not matter. But guess what? I knew it did. I knew I was chosen. I knew that the way people treated me was a big misunderstanding because they had no clue who I am, where I'm from, and what I'm capable of. And you have to be understanding about that. You can't be arguing and fighting with people all the time trying to defend yourself and where you're going, because people will always doubt you until you actually succeed. And guess what? With a successful business, with a successful podcast, with a successful speaking career, with a very successful presence on social media, a lot of those people now understand where I'm from and where I'm going. There will always be haters. There will always be people who are lost, who try to find themselves and putting you down. But I was understanding of this. I was understanding of, look, no one's going to understand your vision. No person can see your vision because it was given to me. So I can accept what they think of me, but I will never accept the box that they're trying to put me in. You have no idea how many people I talked to who said, I could have never imagined you making such an impact like this. They could have never imagined me winning. They could have never imagined me succeeding. They could have never, they saw where I came from physically. They saw I didn't always wear the nicest clothes. They saw I didn't always say the coolest stuff. They saw that I wasn't at the immense popularity level to our peers. But all they had to do was go to the source. All they had to do was see that God promised. He promised that I would flourish. He promised that I have a hope and a future. He promised as I look up at the stars, so will be the number of my descendants. He saw that I would be a great leader. He said it. The only difference is I accepted it. I was willing. I believed it. I worked for it. I listened to what he said. You will be misunderstood. You will be doubted until you succeed. And then there's still going to be a little bit of leftover doubt that everything you've amassed, you're going to lose. Or there's no way you can get even bigger than this. There's always going to be doubters. But as long as you know where you're from, as long as you know your source, you will always prevail. You will always get through it. And the last thing I want to mention here is that you are not your past. A lot of us have a problem with our identity and realizing where we're from because of a rough past, because of mistakes we've made. But let me tell you right now, you went through it, but you are not from it. You slipped up, but you are not from it. You blew it, but you are not from it. You were poor, but you are not from poverty. Isn't that great news? You got in trouble, but you are not from trouble. You came from a broken home, but you are not from brokenness. You are from perfection. You are from the source of no limitations. Isn't that beautiful? It doesn't matter what you've done in your past. It doesn't matter how bad you were humiliated. All that matters is where you are from. And that will dictate where you are going.